Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this morning, I want to invite you, remind you, encourage you to join others in worship this weekend. If you're a part of the Deer Run family, welcome home. Come worship God with us here during our 10:30 a.m. worship gathering. If you don't have a church home, come see us. Help us help you. Join us in being home, worshiping God together. You're invited, and I'd love to have you here with us in person. We do broadcasts online on the Deer Run Church of Christ Facebook page and YouTube channel. There's something special about gathering in person if you're able to. If you're connected with another church here in the area or wherever you're living, participate. Show up. Worship. Encourage others. Welcome the people that you worship God together with by your presence and by your words. But just an encouragement. God's design is for us to live in community so that we encourage one another. In fact, he says to encourage one another all the more as we see the day of the return of Christ approaching. He says we do that when we choose not to forsake getting together. And so, worship God with others. Not just this weekend, but every weekend. And every opportunity that you have. We've been talking and praying this week about being hungry. About how the practice of fasting, from whatever it might be, the traditional fasting from food and water, the more modern fasting from television and technology and social media and the mind-numbing distractions that the world has created to help us escape. And sometimes we need to fast from one of those elements. Sometimes we need to fast from all of it to create a hunger for God. And we've been talking about different people in the Bible, different times where people were called to fast, and why they were called to do so, how they did it, what their purpose was. And we've kind of walked on this principle in the entire week. Today we focus in on that being hungry for God. And how our deliberate actions may create all kinds of hunger. But when we do so with a purpose of seeking God, He fills that hunger with Himself. Joel chapter 1, verse 14 says, "Declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly, summon the elders and all who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord." That recognition of spending time setting aside the normal practices of life to seek God. And the great news, the great promise of God repeated throughout Scripture is that from wherever we're at, yes, it's good to come together. Yes, it's good to draw near to a place where others are worshiping God. But the starting point is from wherever we're at. When we seek God, God says we'll find Him when we seek Him with a whole heart. When we develop a hunger for God, we can be confident that He will fill that hunger, that He will be found in our search. And there are seasons in life where, well, speaking for myself at least, it's easy to become complacent, to reach a satisfaction with enough things, maybe not everything, but with enough things that my deliberate seeking of God, well, loses its shine, loses its eagerness, loses its deliberateness. It just becomes taken for granted. Yeah, he's there. He's always with me. I know that. But am I paying attention? Am I listening? One of the difficulties that long-term relationships and marriages have is it's easy. You work through the hurdles of life, the difficulties, the tensions, the arguments, to hopefully come to a season of peace where you just count on each other. And you take one another for granted. Not in a bad way. It's not that you're taking advantage of them. You just know they're always there. Until they're not. And we do that with our relationship with God at times. It's just there. Until we've drifted so far away, it's not. And we need to remember God's promise that however far we've drifted, we can find Him when we seek Him with a whole heart. And there were times you'll find throughout the Old Testament where God's people were scattered, consequences of their rejection of Him, of their drifting away, of their rebellion. And someone would rise up and be reminded of what God's Word had said. They would be reminded of the importance of seeking God, and they would call the nation to a holy fast, to create a hunger for the living God. And they would come together in repentance, desiring to return to God. And they would be met with the embrace of God. And we today can participate whenever we feel distant. And sometimes we need someone else in our life that calls us to that because the drift has been so slow that we've not noticed how far away we are. And to step aside. And in a sense, our Sunday worship gatherings with others can be that mini fast, where we step aside from the distractions to be hungry for God. And I know that sometimes the difficulties I've been in worship gatherings, not the ones that I've typically preached in, but where I've been tempted to pull out my phone and check Facebook. And to realize, am I really there to spend time with God, or am I just putting in my time? And to realize I can create in that block of time this mini fast from the cares of this world in order to seek God, in order to realize my hunger for God, in order for my hunger to be filled. And those are important, just as the longer term hunger for God is important. The holy fast of a day, of half a day, of 3 days, of a week, of whatever it might be, to say, God, I need you more than I need these other things. God, I need you more than I need food. God, I hunger for your presence. Come and fill me. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Thank you for your promise that you will be found from wherever we're at when we seek you with a whole heart. God, today, help us to be hungry for you. Help us to participate in a fast of whatever means and time length that we need to, in order for that hunger to be developed and then to be satisfied. Father, reveal to us those things that we consume that fill our life in a way that distracts us from you, that numbs the hunger that we ought to have. And help us to deliberately set those things aside in order to grow in our hunger for you. Father, help us to listen to those who may be gently reminding us that we're not where we used to be. Those who may gently be reminding us we've not grown. Something's not right. And God, may we encourage one another. As your word tells us, spur one another on, poke one another in a godly way to love and good deeds, to growth, to obedience, to hunger. And Father, as we grow in our hunger for you, help us to always lift up Jesus so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.